Unit 4. Urbanization and its results. Urbanization is the large-scale influx of people into cities. Large population movements create tremendous demand for goods and services. New businesses arise to take advantage of the new workers and consumers. Government services of all kinds develop to keep order and to meet the needs of the ever-growing population. The increasing consumer demand accompanying urbanization causes prices to rise, particularly in real estate. Many poor and working-class residents are priced out of the housing market and are forced to move into low-rent areas. The classic example of modern urbanization is London in the late 19th century. In the late 1800s, London was becoming a much more interesting place. Tens of thousands of people were moving in every year, leading to a huge demographic transformation. There was massive construction of housing to accommodate the newcomers, with everything from inexpensive tenements to luxury single-family homes being built. Construction for the commercial sector, mainly offices and factories, increased tremendously. Untold thousands of new businesses started, bringing about an economic boom and creating enormous new wealth. Governing London became a very complex undertaking. The city government had to make sure the newly built residential and commercial areas were connected by roads. Soon, the existing roads were not enough, and no realistic road construction plan could meet the demand for transportation. Thus, London began building the world's first underground railway system in 1854. By 1880, it was carrying 40 million passengers a year. The City of London, the financial district within London, became home to an array of financial enterprises. The most famous is the London Stock Exchange. Decisions made in the city have always had a great effect on the global economy, and London became the world's foremost industrial and commercial center. The new urban growth created a city sharply divided by social class. The number of wealthy people grew from the fabulous profits of the new businesses and land rents. The middle class also expanded because the economy needed technical specialists, managers, lawyers, and other professionals. Businesses required a great deal of new office and storage space. These factors caused rents to rise dramatically, and many houses in central London were worth millions of dollars in today's prices. These developments made it impossible for the city's poor and working-class majority to live in the central areas, so most residents had to move out of the city center into areas informally designated for the less well-off.